This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval today held special representative talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Beijing on the India-China boundary issue and improvement of relations between the two countries. Prior to the talks, Doval called on Chinese Vice President Han Zhang. In a social media post, the Indian embassy said the two leaders discussed ways to strengthen peace and tranquility in the border areas and further improve bilateral ties across economic, political and multilateral fora. The Unified Payments Interface UPI, which was launched on this day in 2016, has completed 10 years of transforming digital payments in India. The unprecedented scale and reliability achieved by UPI have earned global recognition, with the system now operational across 11 countries. The UPI has surged almost 13,000-fold in transaction volume. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the decade-long success of Unified Payments Interface. In a social media post, the Prime Minister described UPI as a major turning point in India's digital payments journey. Finance Ministry said that the annual transaction volume increased from just 1.78 crore transactions in 2016-17 to over 24,162 crore transactions in 2025-26. The transaction value also rose sharply from 7,000 crore rupees to nearly 314 lakh crore rupees during the same time period. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held wide-ranging talks with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov in Moscow last night. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they discussed bilateral cooperation and multilateral issues. The state-run TASS news agency said the current situation surrounding Ukraine, Iran and Afghanistan was also discussed by the two foreign ministers. Earlier, Dr. Jaishankar called on Russian President Vladimir Putin as the two sides discussed economic ties, focusing on key areas such as trade, energy, fertilizers and nuclear cooperation. India and New Zealand have reaffirmed their commitment to a free, open and inclusive Indo-Pacific region in the second edition of Defence Strategic Dialogue, which took place in Wellington yesterday. The high-level talks focused on advancing maritime security, joint military training and overall defence cooperation. Defence Ministry said in a statement that both delegations engaged in comprehensive discussions to advance the newly elevated strategic partnership. The Supreme Court today agreed to consider setting up a special bench to hear the centre's plea on OBC creamy layer criteria. The centre is seeking clarification on the applicability of the March 11th judgment of the Apex Court for candidates of the Civil Services Examination 2025. The Department of Personnel and Training, DOPT, has sought directions allowing the government to proceed with service allocation for the 958 candidates recommended by the Union Public Service Commission. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has said booth-level officers are the foundations of India's democracy. The Chief Election Commissioner, who is on a two-day visit to Uttar Pradesh, attended an interaction program with around 500 booth-level officers in Lucknow today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has approved the transfer of DRDO-developed technologies of all conventional missile systems to the Indian defence industry for production within the country. The initiative aims to enhance operational capability, reduce import dependence and increase domestic value addition. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted people on the eve of Eid-e-Milad-un-Nabi. In her message, the president said that the Eid-e-Milad-un-Nabi is an occasion to recall the preachings of Prophet Muhammad. In men's cricket, host Sri Lanka were 265 for 8 against India in their first innings as rain forced early stumps on day 3 of the Colombo test. Sri Lanka are trailing by 238 runs. Sonal Dinusha on 85 and Lahiru Kumara on 8 were at the crease. For India, Prasidh Krishna and Manu Sudhar have bagged 3 wickets each. Earlier, visitors declared their first innings at 503. And that is the end of this news bulletin.